Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. You're going to be glad you're hanging out with me because we got somebody. You know, I mentioned earlier that Joseph Jaffe was a new friend, but he reminded me, and I don't know how we missed this. I'll have to go back and check our records because I remember him too. He's been with us before, so that makes him, he's not a new friend. He's an old friend, but it's been too long since he's been on the show. We're going to fix that. We're not going to let him get away now. We know where he lives now. We're going to keep hanging out with him. Joe is the author of a new book called Flip the Funnel. And he also has an online television show called Jaffe Juice. I like that, don't you? And that's jaffejuice.com, by the way. And he's also has become an entrepreneur, and he's learned what it's like to be out here in where the rubber meets the road, like you and me, small business owners. And he's come to us with a new appreciation of what small business owners do. Joe Jaffe, welcome to the show.
It's good to be back.
It's good to have you back, Joe. As always, thank you for being here. And you know, Joe, one of the things I've been espousing on the show for about a year now is, you know, I've been around a long time. I didn't inherit any of my gray hair. I earned all of them, and I've been paying attention to what customers, to the relationship between customers and companies for decades now. And I've determined that we are in what I'm calling the age of the customer. By that I mean there is no element of the relationship, information, buying decision, knowledge about other people's experiences with you. There is no element of the relationship that a customer can have with you that they don't control completely these days. And the only thing that you have control over that makes you anywhere close to being having the ability to be relevant is the experience that customers have with you. I'd like your thoughts on that.
Well, I mean, I couldn't agree with that more. On the one hand, even as early as 2004, when I wrote about the new consumer, and I came up with 10 attributes or tenets of the new consumer. So this is all the way literally 7 years ago. One of them is, I said, today's new consumer is loyalist. The word is made up, but the meaning is not. Talking about the fact that we almost have to reinvent ourselves, it's kind of like it's the good goldfish principle. We have to almost forget where we were a few moments before and start again and live every moment and every interaction because we're only as strong as our last interaction. But, you know, it's interesting because obviously the book is about funnels and perhaps later I'll talk to you about what the traditional funnel and why it needed to be flipped. But if you actually look at the way the industry in a very short period of time has progressed, there was the funnel of attention, which was all about awareness and all about reach and all about media. We moved to the funnel of trust, which is the world of social media and peer-to-peer connectivity. But I think right now we're entering this, exactly what you said, this funnel of experience, this funnel of service, this funnel of customer experience. And it is customer experience and customer service retention, if you will, that could become very well the new acquisition that could differentiate one company from another.
And, Joe, I actually have tried to get it so granular so people can understand this. I've gotten it so granular that I differentiate between service and experience because I actually believe now. I used to say 10 years ago, 12 years ago, I said, okay, everything you sell is a commodity. The only difference is your service. But I actually believe now that service is a commodity, that other people can replicate your service and be just like you and maybe a little cheaper. And you've got to go the next level. You got to put this. You got to get a lot better at differentiating not only the service that you give them, but how they feel about the way they do business with you. That experience.
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. In the and maybe I'll come back to this, but in the new funnel, and I came up with an acronym of ADEA, which is Acknowledgement, Dialogue, Incentivization, and Activation. There are a lot of new ideas in there. First of all, what happens when we marry word of mouth with customer service? What happens when we actually elevate and upgrade our customers from enthusiasts and advocates to evangelists and ambassadors. But there's a little bit more as well. There's community. They're customer-branded or customer-centric communities. And as a quintessential example, a brand that's in the news today, big time, is Toyota. Toyota mm-hmm. did not have a customer-centric community. They
right.
didn't have that cluster of advocates to tap into when they needed it most.
Mm-hmm.
As I remarked on my blog, even as of yesterday, I have more followers on Twitter than Toyota does. You know,
right.
talk about David standing toe-to-toe with Goliath.
Right. Well, that's the interesting thing about social media, is that small businesses have the ability to not only compete with the big guys in the social media universe, they can actually beat them at that game. But I want you to come back and talk to us about your concept of funnels. I think that's a fascinating way to think about your relationship with customers. Talk to us about funnels.
Well, I mean, with Alice in Wonderland coming out soon from Tim Burton, it may be more like a rabbit hole or a black hole.
Right.
But you know, the traditional funnel, which was always, whether you look at it as a marketing funnel or a sales funnel, certainly the marketing funnel was heralded by this acronym called AIDA, which was Awareness, Interest, Desire, Action. And it predicated that people went through a very predictable, standardized, linear process as they move from being blissfully unaware, being prospects, all the way through that lead generation process until eventually they made the purchase. And I took a step back and I looked at it for a second, and, you know, I'll take an example, Zappos. On any given day, 75% of Zappos revenue comes from returning customers.
Hold on a second, Joe. Ladies, I know you know who Zappos is. Tell the guys who Zappos is.
Well, you know, Zappos, if I said that they were an online shoe company, Tony, their CEO, would probably hunt me down and kill me, because they would describe themselves as a customer service company that happens to sell shoes.
Right.
Just like, by the way, Southwest describes themselves as a service company that happens to fly planes.
Right.
So now you've got Zappos. 75% of their revenue comes from returning customers. They're a healthy company.
Yeah.
A less healthy company, unfortunately, probably the norm today, is probably hovering around 50, 55, 60%.
If they're lucky, yeah.
If they're lucky. In other mm-hmm. words, for every new customer they bring in through the door, they're losing one.
And that's what Joseph means by flipping the funnel, ladies and gentlemen. Joe, tell us where the book's available.
The book is available wherever books are sold, but the book's website is flipthefunnelnow.com.
Flipthefunnelnow.com, and also jaffyjuice.com your TV show, your online TV show?
Well, actually, both of them, jaffyjuice.tv or youtube.com/jaffyjuicetv, and then jaffyjuice.com is the blog.
There you go. So check it out, folks. All that good stuff. Joe, Jaffy, and I will be right back after these messages, 20 after the hour. Stay with us.
Has come, and the land is dark.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with us. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and that's our website, too, smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll check it out when you get a chance and use it to your advantage. We got lots of stuff there that anywhere from 5 seconds to 15 minutes you can read or listen to. You can ask questions, check out my blog, subscribe to my newsletter. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blassingame. Joseph Jaffe is with us, folks. Joe's got the new book, Flip the Funnel, How to Use Existing Customers to Gain New Ones. And that's flipthefunnelnow.com. Is that the book's website?
Yep, flipthefunnelnow.com.
All right, so check that out. And also Google Joe Jaffe, Joseph Jaffe, and Jaffe, and you'll find him all over the place there. Joe, one of the things you talked about a minute ago was how Zappos' customer base is based like 70 or something ridiculous number of returning customers. And when I think of, when I hear those numbers, folks, I want you to think about this now. If you have that high a concentration of your business is from returning customers, think about how that changes your operating statement with regard to how you spend your money to find and hold customers. Joseph, that's an amazing transformation, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, and that's why what companies need to do is think about optimizing from acquisition to retention so that they're investing in these people. But I want to take it just one quick step, a couple steps further. Number one, within that base of returning customers, there is the 80-20 rule. The reality is it's probably 20, 15, maybe even 10% of that customer base that is responsible for 80% of the revenue. In other words, companies got to get to know those customers by name. They've got to invest in this small group of advocates that, in fact, are the engine of growth for the company. And here's the final part, which is through incentive programs and affiliate marketing and referral programs, think about how those people essentially can be harnessed or activated to become essentially deputized or honorary salespeople. That's when the funnel finally gets flipped.
And folks, this is where small business owners, if you're out there saying, how do I make social media relevant to my small business? This is one of the ways, right, Joe?
Yeah, absolutely. And remember that, you know, the thing about social media that's so interesting is, although a lot of it lives in a digital world and online, the fact is most word of mouth still happens between two human beings, you know, at the bar at the soccer field, whatever the case may be.
Well, but instead of telling somebody about their experience with you, they might be saying something like, have you seen how many people are happy with the way those people serve meatloaf? I mean, you know, they're talking about people talking about them.
Absolutely. You know, the thing is, marketing will tell you that if you please a customer, they'll tell 5 to 7 of their friends. If you disappoint them, 50 to 20. That's not true anymore. Today,
it's steroids,
if you upset a customer, they will tell 1 million of their closest strangers.
Yes.
And you know exactly what I'm talking
exactly.
about.
Exactly. There's no question about it. And folks, and see, again, this is the last element of the age of the of accomplishing the age of the customer. Because whenever somebody walked in your business, if an unhappy customer walked out of your business 90 seconds before you get another customer walks in, a prospect walks in, they don't know that that person who just left are unhappy. The chances of them finding out about their unhappiness are very, very, were very small in the old days. But now that unhappy customer goes out in their car, gets in their car, pulls their iPhone out, tweets their unhappy experience, and a prospect sitting next to them in the car looking at comments about this company, and they see this brand new fresh tweet about how unhappy they are. I mean, it can be that instantaneous, can it, Joe?
Yeah, you know, I actually wanted to step up a little bit, and I created two websites. Actually, one website, but the website has an evil twin. I created IHadAGreatExperience.com, and it's evil twin. I had a bad experience.com because, you know what, I wasn't just going to be on the sidelines and serendipitously wait for the United Breaks Guitars example, or the two rogue Domino's employees, or what's happening with Kevin Smith and Southwest right now. There are all these examples floating around. I wanted a place for customers to come to and volunteer their great experiences and their bad experiences. So almost I'm going to take big business and I'm going to take the industry to task, which is to say, if you do something well, I will celebrate you, and if you do something badly, then I will help lambaste you. But ultimately, if I'm doing you a favor, because if we are not holding ourselves to a higher standard and accountable, our customers are going to do that. And here's the thing. With all the negative word of mouth and with all the social media, et cetera, the biggest enemy is not the critic. The biggest enemy is apathy, is indifference, is just being forgotten.
And this
that
is
we can't
where,
afford.
And this kind of the ability for small businesses who've always been very close to their customers, the ability for small businesses to respond, to fix things, to redeem themselves is so much better than the big companies. This is another reason why, Joe, over 11 years ago, I started predicting that the 21st century would be the century of the entrepreneur. Social media, the things you're talking about, are another example of why I think that's the truth.
There is no question. And the thing is, what the web did and what the age of the internet did is it helped level the playing field where a small business operating out of their garage could compete and go toe-to-toe with a big business through eBay and through all these sources.
Yep.
But now there's something else happening, which is, it is almost the age of humanity.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem is that big business struggles to show that vulnerability and that human side because
Joe,
of
I've got to wrap it up. Will you come back? You've obviously got a lot more to teach us. Will you come back another day real soon?
I would love to.
Joe Jaffe, ladies and gentlemen. Joseph Jaffe, Flip the Funnel, the new book. You don't want to miss that. Thanks, Joe. See you next time. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.